This is 90.7 News. I'm Tom Parkinson. A coalition of citizens groups, including Citizens for a Greater Orange County and Organize Now, collected 50,000 petition signatures over the summer to place a measure on the November ballot that would require many employers in Orange County to offer paid sick time to full-time and part-time workers. Currently, according to the activist groups, many workers in Central Florida's hospitality industry routinely show up for work when they're sick because they can't afford to take time off or they're afraid of losing their jobs. Orange County Mayor Teresa Jacobs and the county commission have effectively killed that measure for now. A panel of judges gave the commission 20 days to review the proposal, and Tuesday of this week was the deadline to get the question on the November ballot. I spoke with Stephanie Porte, executive director of the group Organize Now, and I asked her what the paid sick time advocates are planning to do going forward.
This is just the beginning for a lot of people. We have awakened a sleeping giant. People are really upset. They're getting more involved now than ever. And we're excited to figure out where this is going. This is much bigger than earned sick time.
Well, now, is it possible that the measure could appear on a ballot later, maybe a special election? You know,
we'll see.
Are there elections coming up that it could be tagged on to?
There are, but we'll see. My guess is that the big business and special entrants continue to fight this as long as possible. I bet they try to keep it off any ballot. There's clearly a separate set of rules for the people that are in power than for regular people.
Well, now, the business groups that you mentioned and their representatives, mm-hmm. they strongly oppose this measure, as you pointed out. They say that it would cost them millions of dollars to implement. It would cause them to hold off on hiring workers and possibly even have to lay off workers, some of these small businesses. If any of those things happened, wouldn't that be detrimental for the area's service industry employees?
Absolutely not. In every single place this has passed, the economy has expanded. When you give low-income people an extra day of pay so that they can pay their bills and stay in their apartment, that money is going directly back into the local economy. It's not hurting it.
So you referred to other places where this has mm-hmm. already been in effect. Where else is this happening?
Connecticut, Seattle, Washington, D.C., San Francisco. Connecticut has been in effect for now 6 months, and their economy has expanded. In San Francisco, the same thing. That people keep saying, oh, people are going to leave. People are going to leave their business and move out of Orange County. In fact, every place that has passed earned sick time, the economy has expanded, and business owners now come out and say this is one of the best cost-saving measures they could have ever passed.
In what way? How is it beneficial for the employee?
Employees, if you go to work sick, you're not as productive. If you're worrying about a sick kid who's at home and who's unable to be taken care of, you're not as productive. Employee rollover and starting to hire somebody else, we've had plenty of managers of chain restaurants tell us they cost more for them to fire somebody and hire somebody new than to give people the benefits that they really have earned and they deserve.
Now, some of these other areas that you mentioned have more diverse economies than we do here in Central Florida, where a large part of our economy is the tourism and hospitality industry.
And a lot of those tourists come from other countries. The United States is the only industrialized nation that does not have earned sick time. Imagine what tourists would feel like if they found out that the workers that are serving them don't get sick days and could be getting them sick.
Mayor Jacobs says that she thinks the economy is just too fragile for us to be experimenting with these types of measures. She suggests that this kind of measure should be initiated at the state or even the federal level and not locally. What's your response to that?
I would love to see that, but here's the reality. 46% of Orange County workers do not get earned sick time. It's higher than the national average. It makes sense that we try to do it now because our economy is so fragile. We know that this will help our local economy. Workers need economic stability, too. They're going to spend money when they're not in fear of losing their job after a child gets sick.
Another thing that the mayor has told reporters is that she feels the wording of the measure was vague and too broad. And she says that your group presented several different versions of the proposal that varied from what people thought they were signing the petition for. And therefore, there was some confusion. She says that it's the commission's responsibility to make sure that people know what they're voting for. What's your response to that?
I think that is a manufactured crisis and confusion done by the county commission. We have memos from five county commissioners from over a month ago where they were trying to slow down this process. In some cases, actually saying, run out the clock on earned sick time. Don't let this make the November ballot. That was their plan the whole time.
Let me ask you again, Stephanie, that this obviously is too late to get on to the November ballot. The supervisor of elections has said that Tuesday, a few days ago, was the drop-dead date for that. It's not going to be on the November ballot. So, again, does your group or any of the groups involved in this have any specific plans? You know, where are you going to go from here?
We are doing a lot of planning. There are a lot of options. A lot of people keep on bringing up the, you know, a conversation about recall, about charter amendments, about other things we can do. Actually, this weekend, citizens who signed these petitions and volunteers are all meeting to discuss what their next steps are because they're very angry and they're ready to make a change in this community. This is Awakened a Sleeping Giant, and they might have won this battle, but they will not win the war.
That's Stephanie Porte, executive director of the group Organize Now. Orange County Mayor Teresa Jacobs released a statement saying that the confusion over the proposal was caused by the activist groups rushing the initiative through the process. Mayor Jacobs says the commission has consistently followed a transparent procedure outlined in the Orange County Charter, which was developed and adopted by citizens of the county. Mayor Jacobs also says she has directed the county attorney to fully review the matter and advise the board on how to proceed. This is 90.7 News.